And now it's time for this week's game. It's Thanksgiving weekend. If you hadn't noticed, what better time to play a game of The Big Turkey? Now, if you're like me, you most likely have enough turkey leftovers in your fridge at the moment to last until next Thanksgiving. Why not get to know a bit more about November's most talked about bird? Here's how our game works. We're going to throw out three questions relating in some way, shape, or form to turkey. Give the correct answer, you'll hear this sound, and take home a full ball cap. Miss that question, and well, let's just hope we don't call you a turkey. Let's welcome our contestant. It's Ben from Natchitoches, Louisiana. Ben, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Are you ready for this game of the Big Turkey?
I believe I am.
First, I have to ask you, cranberry sauce, yes or no?
No.
Why?
Don't really like the taste.
I never have either, but is that anti-American of us? Do you think, is cranberry like apple pie or is it not like apple pie?
No, I think cranberry's just there to hide bad turkey.
A great way to start our game. Question number one. We had the CEO of Butterball on the program a few years back, and on that show, Ben, he talked about the importance of Thanksgiving to Butterball's business. What percentage, in terms of volume and profits, was Thanksgiving to Butterball back in that year of 2002? Was it A, around 20%, B, around 50%, or C, around 70%? Ben, what's your answer?
I think I'm going to go with B, 50%.
That is indeed the correct answer. Even if it didn't sound like you won, that's our winning set. That's our happy turkey. Here is the clip of the Butterball CEO from a couple years back.
Certainly the whole bird at Thanksgiving is the cornerstone of the business and is a significant portion of our volume and profits.
More than half?
It approaches half.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It approaches half. And obviously these numbers are a bit outdated, and with America's changing eating habits, this number may have changed since then. For the sake of Butterball, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, by the way, we hope things are going well. And of course, for the sake of turkeys out there, we hope the number of vegetarians has skyrocketed. Ben, how often do you eat turkey in a month?
I would say, on average, probably twice.
And are you fixing your own sandwiches in general as you go to work? A good Motley
No.
Fool habit. Save money.
No, I don't, actually.
Neither do I. We should, though, shouldn't we?
I think so.
Question number two. True or false? The Jones Soda Company recently released a holiday pack which includes turkey and gravy soda and green bean casserole soda. And it was so popular, it was completely sold out before Thanksgiving. True or false?
I pray that it's false.
Not every prayer, unfortunately, is answered. According to President and CEO Peter Van Stolz of Jones Soda, quote, "Our holiday pack takes the work, worries, and costs out of preparing a turkey dinner so our consumers can spend more time with their loved ones," end quote. Can't you just imagine hiking up to the table and everybody drinking that soda down together?
Takes the solid food out of Thanksgiving.
Although these are no longer available in stores, it should be noted, Ben, the holiday packs can be snatched up on eBay for around $20 last we checked. Any plans to dart off to eBay yourself, Ben, after the show? Maybe buy up one of those sodas?
I don't think so. I'm a solid food kind of guy.
All right, well, you're one for two here, batting 500, not bad on this show. Let's see how it ends up. Finally, our last question, Ben, is a real stumper. Not a ton of business relevance, I admit, but it will give you some fodder for next Thanksgiving. Here it is. According to the National Wild Turkey Federation, wild turkeys can be found in every state except A, Hawaii, B, Alaska, or C, Florida.
I am going to say Florida, C.
Not a bad try, and I have to admit, I wouldn't have gotten this one myself, but it turns out the correct answer is B, Alaska. Ben, have you ever been to Alaska?
No, I haven't. I didn't want to go with the obvious answer, though.
Well, one day you will go there, but you will not find any wild turkeys in Alaska. I have to admit, I don't know enough about the turkey myself, but I suppose it's just too darn cold for those birds.
I would imagine.
Ben, congratulations on a game pretty well played. One out of three puts you in baseball's Hall of Fame. You take home one full ball cap and hopefully a bit more knowledge about, well, turkey.
Well, thank you. I only have one head.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And that wraps up our game of the Big Turkey. If you'd like to hear this game, this show, or any past Motley Fool radio show, hop on over to fool.npr.org. And to sign up for our free radio show newsletter, head over to fool.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page under free email newsletters, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.